Order, order.
Put under urgency on Thursday afternoon, the House sat until 10 that night, with the government trying to speed progress by not taking calls, drawing this complaint from Labour's Trevor Mallard.
They're not prepared to stand up in this House and say that what they believe and to speak from the heart.
Back in the chamber the next morning, when the sitting resumed at 9 a.m, Trevor Mallard was keen to draw Lindsay Tish's attention to what he claimed was a mistake in the way National's To Henare had moved a closure motion.
Chairman, I move that the question be now put.
The member has to actually quote exactly what the closure motion is.
Chairman.
The Honourable Trevor Mallard.
Chairman. I apologise to my colleagues who didn't recognise the fact that my To Henare made yet another error.
Point of order.
Mr Chair, I want to quote you what I said.
I've already ruled.
It was, I move that the question be now put.
I have ruled. Sit down, or you're out. Honourable Trevor Mallard.
Mr Chairman, well, I think we got a chocolate-covered banana, didn't we? I think that's what we got for To Henare in the end. We couldn't get something that was brown on the outside and yellow in the middle other than a chocolate-covered banana. And I think that is probably the approach. And a chocolate-covered banana with very poor literacy skills. Very poor literacy skills.
While the two old foes continued to trade blows in their never-ending battle that once spilled out of the chamber and into the lobby, Trevor Mallard's Labour colleague David Cunliffe was climbing into the ring to go three rounds with the Taxation, GST and Remedial Matters Bill.
Mr Chairman, oftentimes when members begin their speech, they say, I rise to do so-and-so, I rise to support the bill. Actually, this morning I'm just saying I rise because with the kind of cold I've got, I'm feeling like that's an achievement in itself. Assisted, I must say, by Sudafed. Assisted by Sudafed, which means I probably wouldn't be on my feet once the next bunch of legislation is through.
But Labour's finance spokesman soon warmed up to the task.
This bill, this tax bill, was an innocuous little remedial bill which was agreed by unanimous consent at first reading and by all parties around the table at the FEC. It tidied up a few tax glitches. The only thing that was strange about it, Mr Chairman, was there was so little in it, which seemed like a bit of a mystery. Zero rating some farm transactions was about as far as it went. Now the truth is revealed. The whole point of this bill was the 70-page SOP dropped on this House last night, which is a fundamental change to an area of tax law that involves $2.3 billion a year of tax write-offs.
Mr Cunliffe then directed his criticism at the minister responsible for the bill, the Minister of Revenue, Peter Dunn.
That minister once stood for the sensible, decent middle, and he should be ashamed that he is presiding over an abusive parliament like we are witnessing today. And for mum and dad out there, what has happened is the government is introducing most of this bill after it's supposedly had its only chance to go to a select committee and after you, the public, have had your chance to have a say on a bill that affects over $2 billion a year of your taxes.
And David Cunliffe then told a story.
A true story. I once looked at renting a boat. I went to a company in downtown Auckland at West Haven, and it showed me around some nice boats I could rent. And I said, gee, they're nice, but they're expensive on a per day rate. He said, oh, that's easy. You just form an LAQC and put it through that. I said, what's an LAQC? They said, a loss attributing qualifying company. I said, that can't be legal. They said, yes, it is. You're only going to take a client out on it once, and you can write the whole cost off as a tax loss against your personal income. I said, you've got to be kidding. It's a pleasure craft. They said, don't matter. It's an LAQC. You can run a loss on the company and write it off against your personal income. Oh, well, there might have been some good reasons for starting that, and to be fair, it started under the previous Labor government, but it has mushroomed.
An hour later, still on the same bill, David Cunliffe was running low on Sudafed.
The erosion of the tax base is just too great, and it's compounded, Mr Speaker, by the $14 billion of tax revenue given away by this government over the planning period in Budget 2010.
And the House was still slogging through the committee stage of the Taxation, GST and Remedial Matters Bill when it came time for lunch on Friday. I'm Tom Frewen, and this program is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.